his compositions. I think many of these must have been lost because I don't see them among, but that prompted him to go to Fisk.
I see.
Because he thought he would be sympathetic. And he wrote very nicely.
Yes. He said that of the generation of composers under 30, that Eric was one of the most significant.
Yeah, he thought that at the time, and he had expressed that in different reviews whenever something was played.
Mm-hmm. And 1935 sees the composition of a significant piece in Eric's career, both in Vienna and in America, because this was one of the pieces that helped establish Eric with American audiences, namely the Little Symphony. We've talked about the extra musical stimuli that Eric needed sometimes to begin functioning as a composer. In this case, it was a child prodigy. Who was Roswitha Bitterlich?
Well, she was at that time only 14 years of age, and she was a young Tyrolean girl. And her paintings were really remarkable. I don't know if I have told it to you or on this tape. At one time I came from court. I was an assistant lawyer at the time. And the court building is very near the big exhibition building in Vienna. And I saw this long, long line of people standing in line. And I was interested. And my court appointment was over, and I had a little bit of time before I returned to the office. And so I joined the line and went in, and I was simply amazed. It was really amazing. And what was so amazing was not her skill or her talent of painting, which was remarkable for such a young girl, but it was rather her ideas, which were really fantastic. And of course, the most striking painting was the one that Eric later did as the first movement, the Madman.
Maybe you can describe that a bit. It's
it showed this really hideously looking man with a very pointed, horrible nose. I think the nose looked mad already, and he had red hair that went like straight up, was standing on end, and his very pale face and these frightened, mad eyes. And he had around his neck, he had wound a cord, and he was fiddling on this cord. And the whole thing was in a dark, like one didn't know what it was, but it had a very small windows with iron things, so that it was like a prison.
Yes.
And the whole, symbolic of the thing, of this man imprisoned in his own madness, so to say, and not aware of his tragedy and the fiddling there, and yet the fiddling would cause his being strangled also at the same time. It was so remarkable for a 14-year-old.
Yes.
You know? And the way it was expressed. There was one that Eric did not paint, and which was, for instance, it was the Madonna, and the Madonna was very big and had her feet. Like usually, you know, you see the children playing, and her feet was a small figure of a clown dressed in a harlequin's suit. And with an ever so very gently movement, she took off this clown's mask, and under it was an old, old, very sad, like dying face of a man. And it was ideas like that that she had. And the other one that Eric painted, the expulsion of the saints.
Yes, this is a grotesque
was,
one. Too.
Like a medieval city kind, like with cathedral doors open, and out of the cathedral there streamed a procession of saints in all kinds of sorrowful movements, you know, bowed down, and they were driven out by a howling, pursuing, jeering crowd, very ugly faces and so on. And somehow the crowd was smaller than the statues, which were, of course, statues.
Yes.
And so again, there was a symbolic feeling about it, like they being bigger than their pursuers.
I see. But even in a large, serious, and somewhat grotesque work like this, there was a marvelously humorous movement. The wake.
Yeah. This was just a little pencil drawing of two peasants, very chubby faced who ate from a plate. They had jugs before them, and they ate big knödel, as you call it in Austria, this big dumpling, round dumpling thing that